Chapter 9, where we join the tale a good while later and learn of happenings both good and bad.
Oh, the Wanderer awakes.
Where am I?
You're in bed.
I can see that. Mrs. Bedwin.
And you're home, apparently.
How did I get here?
Mr. Babcock and your policeman friend brought you here. Oh, you were in quite a state when you arrived.
I was?
Oh, yes. Rambling on about bacon.
Bacon?
Well, it sounded like bacon, but you were delirious.
Could it have been Fagin?
Oh, yes. That would make more sense. And then you passed out. Oh, you took a hell of a beating. Was it the prison?
No, it was... Well, it's complicated. How long have I been asleep?
You've been in a fever for almost a week.
A week?
You've had us worried sick. We thought you were for the angels. Be careful! Just lie down for now.
Is this the house in Pentonville?
Indeed it is. And he's not seen a duster in many a year, I can tell you.
Did you know about this?
No, no. No, I only knew the Mayfair house and the one in the country. Mr. Babcock brought me here to look after you. This house was quite a surprise, I can tell you.
Why did my father keep this house a secret?
Don't think we'll ever know. Still, the house was his when he died, and that means it's yours now.
No. Not until I'm cleared.
Oh, I'm sure that's just a matter of time.
Time isn't on my side, Mrs. Bedwin. And I've already lost a week.
Don't get up, Oliver, please. You need your rest. Where are you going?
I need to walk to get my legs working.
Well, okay, you can walk down to the dining room and have breakfast while Mr. Grimwig talks at you.
Grimwig's here.
Turned up this morning, more's the pity.
It's not like you to be unwelcoming, Mrs. Bedwin. He was a good friend of my father's.
Doesn't mean I trust him. And neither should you.
Well, fill me in, Mr. Grimwig. I'm a week behind.
Your injuries, having been left unattended in such squalid conditions, caused the fever.
I passed out. I had a dream.
A fever dream, most likely. You were brought here and Babcock got you the best doctor he could find. I told them that if the doctor couldn't save your poor, broken body, then I would eat my head. Best to keep you in bed for at least another few weeks.
I don't have a few weeks. I'm lucky if I have a few days.
Yes, Mr. Babcock mentioned the deal he made on your behalf. A fool's errand.
Well, it kept me from the noose.
An idiot could have kept you from the noose. A just man helping the police, found and attacked. You should be talking to the newspapers, lauded as a hero, not hunting the streets.
We both know that's a lie.
So what? This is London. Lies are its currency.
Did Mr. Babcock contact anyone else?
You mean your sister?
Yes.
Mrs. Bedwin might know more. I know this is a strange time for you, Oliver, but we'll get everything in order, you'll see. You'll get all the help you need.
All done.
Actually, we have a question for you, Mrs. Bedwin. What happened with Oliver's sister?
Oh. Well, Mr. Babcock, he sent a missive to Harry and to Rose, but Harry replied.
I assume it wasn't good.
He said that although they prayed for your recovery, they couldn't in good faith attend you after such a crime had been committed.
Cowards!
No, not at all. They just don't understand. Well, none of us understand, really, what it is that's happening here. I'll be right back with your tea.
She is right, you know.
I would have said the same thing a month ago.
But now?
It's amazing how fast your moral compass can be skewed by desperation.
You don't know how true that is.
Thank you for breakfast, but I really must start looking for Dodger.
Oliver, sit back down. Your fever has only just broken. You're as weak as a kitten, and if you don't need at least another week of bed rest, I'll eat my head.
My dear Mr. Grimwig, based on your previous diagnoses, you've practically just given me a clean bill of health. Now, this may not be medicinal, but could you get me a brandy?
It's a bit early in the day, isn't it?
Please. You can stop now.
I'm sorry?
I didn't want the drink. I wanted to see how well you knew this house. A house neither I nor Mrs. Bedwin knew, and that you only entered today.
Ah.
A house that you obviously knew your way around, yet has been kept a secret. Would you care to explain?
I promise I'll tell you one day. But right now, you need to rest.
Then answer me one question, truthfully, for now.
Of course.
Was my father an honest man?
Which father do you mean?
Here you go. Hot tea.
Capital.
We'll continue our talk, Mr. Grimwig. I won't forget.
Oh, I must say, Oliver, you do look smart. Even though you're white as a sheet.
Whose clothes are these anyway?
Mr. Babcock provided them.
He did?
Left them with a note. Here.
Dear Mr. Brownlow, due to the terms of the release, we cannot in good conscience allow you to retrieve any of the assets now provided to you by your late adopted father's will. Nor are we allowed to advance you any of the finances that you have so inherited.
We have, however, been able, through your illness, to allow this home in London to be reopened for your use, and have requested that your housekeeper attend you post-haste, along with Mr. Grimwig and a gentleman of some medical note.
We understand, however, that this predicament leaves you penniless, and as we know that you do not enjoy being in debt, we have bought the golden coin that you had on your person at Newgate for the sum that Mr. Bateman suggested of £100. We realize we did this without your consent, and the moment that you recover your wealth, we'll gladly sell the item back to you for the price we paid. £100 is a large sum of money, Mr. Brownlow. In theory, it could be enough to start a new life, if such a decision were made. Yours sincerely, Arthur Babcock, Esquire.
He's telling me to run. He doesn't think I can do it.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all.
Have you read this?
I didn't need to. He told me as much when he called me down from the country house.
The money from the coin was to pay you and the others what I owe you.
Oh, we waited this long. Another week or two isn't going to matter. I'm sure Babcock has the same faith that I have in you.
I really don't think so.
Why?
He gave me £100. He only needed to advance me a fraction of that if he believed I could redeem myself.
Maybe he thought this was easier.
Exactly.
I don't understand what you're saying, Oliver.
The easy option is for me to run. They don't believe I can turn in Dodger and the diamond, so they've given me enough money to escape London. Well, I'm not going to fail.
That's the spirit.
I was a fool for trusting Dodger, and I was a bigger fool for following him, for losing my soul bit by bit. But he was a fool not to kill me, because now I'll find him, and I'll clear my name.
The offices of Babcock and Willis are up there on the left.
Are you all right? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Babcock said Dodger was a client of theirs. He knew I was going to them, even at the start.
What are you saying?
Dodger bribed someone, maybe one of the clerks, to give him the documents. And Babcock and Willis never knew that they were stolen.
I'm sure there's an explanation.
With the documents gone, the money stopped. Because of that, my father died. Dodger murdered him.
Good God.
Charlie said that Dodger wanted me to kill him. So that's what I'm going to do.
Please. I beg you.
Come on, Mr. Holdsworth. At least let my men have some fun.
Please, I can't tell you.
Well, that is unfortunate. What shall we do, Pike?
Hurt him some more, sir?
Capital idea. Perhaps take off a digit or something along those lines. Maybe then he'll speak.
No, no. Please, I can't tell you what they... Oh, God!
I have a lot of time to kill, Mr. Holdsworth. And you have a lot of fingers and toes and between your legs.
All right, I'll tell you.
Someone let him down. And find a cloth to stem that bleeding. It's going everywhere. So, you were saying?
The key they wanted was for the British Museum.
Really? Do tell.
But it wasn't the real pull, he said. That comes in a few weeks.
You mean to say they had you go out of your way
As a test?
Yeah, why?
Oh, you simple-minded bloody fool.
Sir?
Not you! Him! The idiot lying on the floor. Of course it was the real pull. Dawkins just wanted you to stay silent for a month.
But why?
Because it gave him time to break the safe and get away! Fool! Of course, this brings up a bigger question. Why was Dodger keen to get into the British Museum? What could possibly be of interest in there that would gain such a reward?
Well, I do have some coins and expensive vases.
No, this was one heist. Dodger would have looked for high gain, small take. Are you dead yet?
Please, I've told you all I know.
I don't think you have. What's in the Babbage safe, little Babbage man? Do we have to take another finger?
No! There's a diamond.
Ah, what sort of diamond?
I don't know, I swear.
Someone cut another finger off.
No! Please! All I know is that from the 1st of May, we had to go to the museum every day. The safe is in some dusty little office out the back. We had to go once in the morning to open the safe up, and then again in the evening.
So how do you know there's a diamond in
there? Of the clerks saw a blooming great big diamond go in there on one of the first days that we did it.
A great big diamond. Not many of those around.
There's the one in the Great Exhibition.
What?
That Indian diamond. Came from the British Museum, I'm sure of it.
But now it's in the exhibition, isn't it? So what would they be stealing from the British Museum? Unless... Oh, Dodger, you have been a bad boy.
What is it, sir?
I reckon the diamond in the exhibition is a fake. Makes sense in case anyone tries to nick it. The real diamond is in the museum. That's what Dodger is after. Right then, Pike.
Sir?
Get rid of our friend here and go hunting. I want to see a particular person of interest by tonight.
Yes, sir. Come on, you sack of filth, on your feet.
You know, Dodger, I'm impressed. I'd even consider teaming up with you. If I weren't going to kill you, that is.
You're slow as a snail, Twist.
I'm alive. That's good enough for the moment.
Come here. Take a pew.
Well, where is it, Charlie?
Where's what?
Don't play the fool. I passed out in my cell. You and Babcock took me to Pentonville.
You're welcome.
The key didn't seem to arrive with me.
You remember the key, then?
I'm guessing you took it.
I did, but hear me out. I did it for the best of reasons.
Dodger needed it?
I haven't seen him since he... since the incident.
Oh, incident? Is that what we're calling it? I was going with attempted murder.
Look, I was talking, you passed out, Babcock came in. I palmed the key before he saw it.
Why?
Because he would have taken it. Look, I get that he's your solicitor and he's on your side, but how many weeks have you been in London?
Oh, too many.
And how many of those has Babcock been in your corner?
Well, he said he didn't get my file until the day I was arrested. He said that it was all...
an accident. Handy, that. Handy also that Dodger's his client.
What are you saying, Charlie?
I'm saying that Dodger had this planned from the start, and Babcock could have been part of it. Maybe he's not this unwitting fool making amends that he's pretending to be.
Well, you think he's corrupt?
I think he's good at keeping secrets. Look at your nice new house, or should I say old house, because I remember you living somewhere far grander.
Say he does have some other plan. You have the key?
Of course.
You can give it back to me, then.
I was always gonna. Here you go. It's a lockbox key, and I reckon it's Fagin's.
His mythical safe.
You sure it's still a myth?
Fagin had a lot of secrets. I mean, he had some kind of lockbox in the cellar filled with paperwork.
Betsy mentioned it once.
Did she ever see it?
It's not. I saw it. Behind a wooden panel, he had a small gold key that opened it.
Oliver, did she ever see it?
No.
Damn. That would have been a dream come true.
Yeah.
We can still hunt Dodger.
We? It's my task, Charlie.
You still don't trust me?
Look at me. How can I trust anyone?
I'm on the level, Oliver. I really am. But I understand. So,
Why don't we chase up some old friends, see if anyone knows anything?
Actually, I was going to speak to Inspector Hine.
You what?
It's been a week. He might have something.
He hates you.
Charlie, God hates me. Compared to that, Hine's nothing.
Can I suggest you talk to Hine tomorrow?
Why?
Because I think I know where Noah Claypole is right now.
Tell me.
Whoa, sit back down. You're in no state to take him on.
Then help me.
Help you do what?
Give Noah what's coming to him.
I'm still a police officer, Oliver. I can't help you kill a man.
You think I could kill him?
I think the Oliver I knew died a week back in the British Museum.
Fine. Then let's just follow him. Find out where he's staying and who he's speaking to. He'll lead me to Dodger.
I can do that. But I can't go with you tonight.
Why not? A minute ago, you were all for teaming up.
I am. But tonight, Hine wants to meet with me.
I see. He brought a gun into a church.
And I seem to have dropped it next to a piece of paper with an address on it.
Are you sure about this?
You have one shot, Oliver. Use it wisely.
Excuse me, can you help? I'm looking for the Seaman's Rest.
Why would a posh-looking tough like you need a flophouse like that?
Well, I have my reasons.
They don't even have a bed. Just a rope strung across.
A rope?
Yeah. You took it under your armpits and slumped.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it is. Do I know you?
I don't think so.
I've seen your face before. Not as battered, though.
Yes. Well, where is it, then? The Seaman's Rest?
Over there. By the red door. Who are you looking for?
A man named Claypole. You know him?
Know him? I grew up with him.
You're Charlotte?
Yeah. He's spoken about me, then?
A little.
Wait. I recognise you.
You do?
Babbage's. You were the copper.
Oh, yeah.
You better disappear quick, then. Sally's men are all over the shop looking for Dodger and Noah. They see you.
Yeah, understood.
All right, I'm walking. Come in here. All right. Get off me back. That's me back. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. They got Noah.
That's Sally's right-hand man with him. Where are you going?
Oi! You leave him be! Noah!
Oh, hell!
Let him go!
Someone shut her up.
Charlotte! Get out of here!
Workers!
Quick, Charlotte, this way! Take the cut through. Here!
Get back here!
Oh, it's a dead end.
Why do you call you workers?
Because that's what you used to call me, Charlotte.
Oh, God. You're him. The twist boy.
Yes, now we're all caught up. Can we focus on getting out of here?
Not gonna happen, boy. Now stay where you are before I slice you up.
Oh, I don't think so.
Ballsy move, boy. I've seen you before, haven't I?
The night you tried to hang Dodger?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm sure I'll see you again.
Yeah, that's right. Walk away.
I suggest you take that advice too, Charlotte.
What about Noah? I could help you find him. That's what old friends do.
We were never friends. And I'm really fighting the urge to shoot you right now.
Fair dues. Later, workers.
Damn you, Sally. Where the hell have you taken Noah?
Come on, you cowards. One-on-one, then. Fair fight.
Noah Claypole.
Mr. Selinsky.
See that finger on the floor? You might recognize it. Belonged to a man named Holdsworth.
Never heard of him.
I've heard differently.
Oh, then you shouldn't talk to lies and thieves, should you?
You're going to string me up like you did Dawkins? You're getting predictable, Sally.
You know, Claypole, as you've seen, you're not the first I've had in here today.
Look, you're going to go on for a while. It's just I've got things to do.
However, you're the first that I'll take delight in personally killing. Unless, of course, you tell me what I want to know.
Go to hell, Sally. You don't scare me.
I understand. It's good to face your fears. Hold him up, gentlemen.
You just leave me alone with you and we'll see.
Oh, my. I think that was a tooth. Was that a tooth? So sorry. My mistake. Make that two teeth.
I'm gonna kill you.
For a man who was supposedly keeping a low profile, well, I assume that was what you were doing in that Camden flop house. You did a pretty poor job at keeping your head down.
If I had been in my own manor, your boys would never have taken me.
Yes, they would. Anywhere in London, they would have taken you.
So you say.
The great Noah Claypole. You're not exactly in Bill Sykes's league now, are you? No matter what you tell me.
Just get on with whatever this is, yeah?
The beating you had coming here and the teeth you just lost, that was for Mr. Sourberry.
Well, tell him I'm sorry then. We done now. Can I go?
Oh, no, Mr. Claypole. You stole from a friend of mine, a business colleague. I'm sure he'll appreciate the apology, and I know he'll go home feeling all better about himself. But...
But what?
But... It's taken a good deal of time and effort to hunt you down. So now you have to repay me.
Repay you? What, for beating me up? That's a new one.
I thought you'd appreciate the irony. Repayment is quite simple. You just need to tell me when you intend to steal the Kohinoor diamond. I know it's in the British Museum. What's so funny?
You bloody fool. We've already stolen it.
Impossible. It would have been in the newspapers.
You sure about that?
If it wasn't in the newspapers, it would have hit the streets. I would have heard about it.
It's all under wraps, Doc. Otherwise, the public would know they're paying to stare at a fake.
When?
Just over a week back.
Oh, you should have seen it, Sally. It was masterful.
Where is it?
Dawkins has it.
And where's Dawkins?
I don't know. He told us to lie low for a couple of weeks and meet up and split the winnings.
Then we have no more need for you, then. Someone kill him for me!
Hold on! Sourberry won't want me dead for what I did.
But I do!
I can help you! I can!
And how would you do that?
Well, you're a clever gent. Think about it. If I'm found dead or even just missing when we're supposed to meet up, Dawkins is gonna know something's gone wrong, isn't he?
So what? He'll just keep your share for himself.
He won't. He'll go to Grand, and you'll never find him.
He has a point, sir. If Dodger knows the streets good enough to hide this theft, he can hide himself.
Please! I can find him. Let me live, and I'll do it for you.
You'll find the diamond and give it to me?
Absolutely.
And you'll kill Dodger?
Slow, fast, you just tell me how.
Let go of him! Well... Go on, then.
You won't regret this. I promise.
You're not really gonna let him live, are you?
God, no. But I'll let him kill Dodger first.